Europe. Ukraine. The spoils of war. Russia's latest crime in Mariupol. Stealing property.
Over the past few months, little white notices have appeared on doorways to residential blocks all over Mariupol, a city besieged, wrecked, and then seized by Russia in May 2022. An inventory of your block will be carried out to identify ownerless property. The owner of the apartment should be at home with documents and a Russian passport. The print is small. The implications, large. Unless the apartments are re-registered with the Russian occupying authorities and people are living in them, the properties will soon be declared ownerless and sold. Petro Andriyushenko, an advisor to the Mariupol Municipal Authority in exile, says he knows his apartment has been broken into and his possessions stolen. Like many of the other roughly 350,000 Mariupolans from a pre-war population of 430,000 who have fled, he cannot risk going back to re-register his flat in person. He expects someone else will soon be living there. It's a normal story, he says. In May, the website of the Housing Ministry of the Donetsk National Republic, or DNR, the separatist statelet overseen by Russia since 2014, listed 514 ownerless apartments in Mariupol, complete with addresses and square footage. Re-registration is being done throughout the occupied territories to consolidate Russian control, and also as a new phase of economic exploitation. It is especially venal in Mariupol, where Russia's authorities are creating a new real estate market in a city largely ruined by their bombs. Estimates suggest that over 90% of the housing blocks in central Mariupol were damaged in the invasion of 2022. Some have been repaired, others demolished. Some Mariupolans have been given flats in shoddy, newly built blocks. Leo, who doesn't want to use his real name, says his parents' new apartment has wobbly door handles and a mouldy balcony. Windows won't close properly, and the bathroom fixtures had to be replaced after a month. New commercial buildings have priority over social housing, though developers are putting up residential blocks with big government grants and loans. Russia's government offers a cheap mortgage rate of just 2% to buyers in the occupied territories, so local agents are touting for business. A promotional video shows a young female agent walking through wrecked Mariupol apartments with an upbeat pitch. Investment is arriving from Russian regions. Mariupol, she assures, offers a valuable investment. She shows a buyer around a damaged three-room flat, noting the chic layout and the size of the children's bedroom, where abandoned toys are strewn about. "We see the owners left in a hurry," she says. Mr. Andriyushenko reckons some 80,000 Mariupolans now live in the city alongside the same number of incomers, almost all from Russia. As bombed-out neighbourhoods are razed and new buildings go up, Mariupolans have been pushed out of the city centre. Compensation for demolished apartments is derisory. Some Mariupolans who fled to Ukrainian-held territory or Europe are now trying to go back to get a Russian passport, re-register their property and sell it if they can. But Ukrainian passport holders must go through a filtration point at Moscow's Sheremetyevo Airport to be asked why they are going there and what is their view of the special operation in Ukraine. Plenty of Mariupolans have apparently been denied entry. To get around the new rules, some have tried to transfer ownership, often to relatives still in Mariupol, by getting documents notarized by Russian embassies abroad. But the overlapping jurisdictions of the DNR and the Russian Federation in Mariupol can snarl up the regulations. Ultimately, says Mr. Andriyushenko, it doesn't matter that Russians are buying confiscated Ukrainian property. Under international and Ukrainian law, Such transactions are absolutely illegal. If at some future date Mariupol is returned to Ukrainian control, any contract disputed by an owner citing Ukrainian records would be null and void. Unofficially, our recommendation as a Ukrainian municipal authority is if you can sell your property, do it, he says. And what of Mariupolans who have bought flats in new blocks with Russian mortgages, or have bought properties illegally but unknowingly? Mr. Andrushenko thinks such questions are moot. We don't know what kind of condition Mariupol will be in after deoccupation, he points out. It could be absolutely destroyed again.